Untitled Whatever, Episode 1.
Hey, another beer there, buddy?
No, I'm good.
Hey, Elliot, you want to hear a joke? I mean, I suck at telling jokes, but trust me, this is a good one.
Sure, Chad, go for it.
You mind if I listen in? I love a good joke.
Sure. So a duck, a mouse, and an elephant go into a bar. They sit down and order martinis. Except for the elephant, who says he just wants a Coke. The bartender says, "A Coke? Why don't you have a martini like your friends?" And the elephant says, "A martini? If I drank martinis, I'd be halfway to Kalamazoo by now."
Oh, man.
Oh, well. Gotta get going. See you around, Elliot.
Oh, man. Good one, huh?
Yeah. Good one?
Did you enjoy dinner, sweetie?
Sure. You definitely know your way around a fish taco.
Thanks. I'm glad you like them. So, Elliot, you know that guy Vernon? Remember I told you about him before? Always with the disgusting comments? Well, he actually tried to flirt with me today. Told me my hair looks way pretty, like I have it. It was pathetic.
Uh-huh.
The guy's just so skeevy. I go to HR, but it's not so much the things he says as the way he says them, you know?
Yeah.
So leering and intense. And it colors everything he says and makes it 10 times worse. All the women at work are fed up with him. Elliot, are you even listening to me? Elliot!
Oh, yeah. Sorry, honey. I was a little preoccupied.
Something on your mind?
Well, it's just that... You want to hear a joke?
A joke? Okay.
So a dog, a mouse, and an elephant go into a bar. They sit down and order drinks, martinis. Except for the elephant, who says he just wants a Coke. The bartender says, "A Coke? Why don't you want a martini like your friends are having?" And the elephant says, "Hey, if I drink martinis, I'd be halfway to Kalamazoo by now."
Oh my God! Oh my! Hang on a second. Let me clear up these dishes. I'll have to tell that one to Brianna. Half the way to Kalamazoo.
Brianna, hey, you have to hear this.
Oh, man. I gotta text Big Bob.
So a dog, a mouse, and an elephant go into a bar.
What the actual fuck?
He was elected fair and square. Your guy lost. Get over it.
Elected fair and square, a coalition of far-right militias forced the vice president to declare him the winner at gunpoint. That's not the way democracy operates.
This country is a republic, not a democracy, you communists.
Listen to this, will you?
Okay, on to topic number two. A new proposed law would outlaw the use of the word boobies when referring to...
Bunch of oblivious Nimrod Neanderfucks. Now what? A text? Everyone, including Willa, keeps laughing their asses off at a joke that makes no sense. Feel like I'm losing my mind. Need your help. Well, shit.
Hey, what's up, Big Bob?
Which joke did you tell him, Chad?
Tell who? You mean your brother?
No, the King of Siam. Of course I mean Elliot. Shit for brains.
I told him the joke you told me to tell him.
The elephant? All the way to Kalamazoo? That one, right?
Yeah, that one.
Okay, I just needed to be sure. As you were, soldier.
Hey, Bob.
What?
I might be a little late with the rent this month, just to let you know.
Well, ain't that quite the news flash? When are you ever not late with the rent, Chad?
Jeez, you don't have to be an asshole about it.
You listen up. You're living here at my pleasure. This place isn't called Big Bob's Trailer Oasis for nothing. I'm the owner, and I can kick you out on your impudent ass anytime I please. So watch your fool mouth.
Sorry, Bob. Jeez.
Better call my bro.
Hello?
Elliot, I got your text. That's bad news.
Bob? What do you mean?
You alone?
Yeah, I'm in my office.
So Willa really laughed. I mean really laughed for real, not just polite laughter.
Oh, yeah. Laughed her ass right off.
Jesus.
What? What does it mean?
It means she's one of them, little brother. She's one of them.
Untitled Whatever, Episode 2.
Nice place you got here, Mrs. Boyce.
Now, Mr.
Wampum, Mrs. Boyce.
The toolbox, Mr. Wampum. I would ask you to remove it from my clean kitchen table, please.
Of course. Sorry, ma'am. So, you said you had a problem with the ventilation in your basement?
Indeed, Mr. Wampum.
You can call me Torp, ma'am.
I will not. It's even more ridiculous than your last name.
It's Tenekowin, ma'am.
And what might that be?
The tribe I'm descended from on my dad's side. All but forgotten. They were at the Battle of Little Bighorn, a small portion among the many tribes that fought that day. My great-great-great-grandmother put the arrow up Custer's urethra.
Oh, Mr. Wampum, how revolting.
You have a beautiful home. I bet you make a lot of money. In fact, I bet I could guess exactly how much this place cost, right down to the carpet.
My husband does all right.
I'm sure he does.
Mr. Wampum, I'd rather you not enter the living room with those work boots on.
You want I should take them off?
No. I'd rather you...
Well, look at this. This is what you call a regular objet d'art, eh?
Unhand that, Mr. Wampum!
What is it? Some kind of fancy ashtray from Sharper Image?
Certainly not. This is an urn, Mr. Wampum.
Anyone I know?
My late sister, if you must know.
You got a lot of pictures on the mantelpiece here. Is this one her?
Yes, actually. Oh, must you pick it up, Mr. Wampum? Your fingers appear grimy.
Must have been summer when this was taken, judging by the shorts and bikini top. She was very lovely, ma'am. What a waste.
Please put the photo down. Thank you. But now you're manhandling the urn again. Sir, I would ask you not to lift the lid and hold it under your nose.
A goddamn waste, if you ask me. Well, show me to the basement. No point in lollygagging.
Finally, it's through the kitchen, Mr. Wampum, as I showed you earlier.
You hang tight up there, Mrs. Boyce. Shouldn't take me long. Not long at all.
Untitled Whatever, Episode 3.
So no doubt you're all wondering why I asked you to meet me here today. Gentlemen, this...
Hey, Bob?
Yes, Chad?
Are more people coming? Where's Torp?
Torp's on a special assignment. This meeting is strictly intended only for those present.
But why meet in this big hotel conference room, then? There's only one, two, three, four... Four of us. Me, you, Elliot, and Chigger.
This here's serious business. Serious business requires a serious venue. It's psychological stagecraft. A potent way to impress the importance of the matter at hand on your minds. Now, as I was saying...
How much did it cost you to rent?
The fuck do you care what it cost me to rent, Chad? None of your beeswax.
Just wondered. Seems like kind of a waste of money.
Whatever. Now, you're all no doubt...
I mean, we could have just met at your trailer, right? Ow! That hurt, Bob.
As I was saying, you're all no doubt wondering why I asked you here today. Allow me to explain. Eyes on the screen behind me, fellas. See this guy? Big head, huge eyes, no nose, no ears, small mouth? This is what is popularly known as a gray, a type of alien that is said by many UFO researchers to originate in the Zeta Reticuli binary star system. But that's a load of horseshit. The grays are folklore. They don't exist. The actual aliens that actually do come from Zeta Reticuli look like regular humans, or at least they disguise themselves to look that way. And their leader is this guy.
Why, I've seen that fella on the TV.
Yeah, me too.
No doubt you have. The buff physique, the excessive Botox and cosmetic surgery, and most tellingly, the dyed yellow hair sculpted into a big, ridiculous curved cone hairdo. This, of course, is Banana Head, one of the most successful stand-up comics in the world.
Never heard of him.
No one cares if you've never heard of him, Chad. So here's the thing. Banana Head is notoriously unfunny, right? Wrong. My friends... In actuality, this alien being possesses the most highly advanced comic mind in the universe. Humans are not capable of recognizing the incredibly complex, subtle nuances of his wit, because it's so far beyond us.
No.
It can't be.
It's the truth, Elliot. As human intellect stands in relation to that of a chimp, so does the Zeta Reticulan sense of humor stand in relation to that of humans. And Banana Head is their comedic Einstein, if you will.
Wait a minute. If that's true, why is he so popular on Earth?
Good question. Reality TV fans, QAnon idiots, Trump cultists, mental defectives in general, a good 75% of the population all told, love the guy. Elliot, would you reach over and nudge Chigger?
Hey, Chigger. Come on, man. Wake up.
Huh? What's that?
Pay attention.
That's part of Banana Head's mind-boggling genius. There are multiple layers of meaning to his jokes. The simplest, most easily understood layer, the only one humans are capable of comprehending, is deliberately designed to appeal to the masses, the human masses, the ones he and the rest of his race mean to conquer and enslave. And they're living among us. Roughly 1 in 100 apparent humans is actually an alien, including, apparently, your wife, little brother.
What? The joke Willa thought was so funny that didn't make any sense.
It's a Zeta Reticulan joke, one that's not coded for lowbrow humans. It's much too sophisticated for any human to understand.
Oh my God, wait a minute. Why did you have Chad tell it to me? Were you testing to make sure I'm not an alien?
Hey, it was nothing personal.
But we're brothers. You'd know if I was from Zeta Reticuli.
You can't be too careful these days.
Hey, Chigger, come on, man. Wake up.
Just let the old wino sleep it off. So anyway, before we move on to our plan...
We have a plan?
What did I just say, Chad? Before we move forward with implementing our plan, out of deference to you, Elliot, I decided to do one final, definitive test to make absolutely, totally, 100% certain Willa isn't human. You know my pal and fellow trailer park denizen Torp Wampum, the guy I suggested for checking out the ventilation in your basement?
Yeah? What about him?
He's going to violate her.
What?
Not violate. What's the word I want? Seduce, I mean.
Oh. Well, that's a relief, I guess.
You see, Torp once helped a Tenakauan shaman pry a rabid squirrel out of his butthole, and... Well, it's a long story. His heritage is Italian and Greek. He's about as Native American as my toothbrush. It's just a shtick he uses for grifts. But he did help that shaman. And out of gratitude, the shaman taught Torp some kind of secret ritual that would give him the power to seduce any woman he desires. Bottom line, if Willie is an alien, it won't work. But if she's human, Torp will be able to boff her, and we won't have to kill her.
Kill her?
That's the part I was getting to next, the plan. It's simple. We have to kill all the aliens. Every last one of the fuckers.
How? If 1 in 100 people are actually aliens, that's us against millions.
Yep, it's a challenge, all right.
Oh, Chigger. For Christ's sake.
Huh? What's that?
Better check to make sure that was just a fart, Chigger, or you're paying to replace that chair you're sitting on.
Untitled Whatever. Episode 4. When we last left the supposed handyman Top, he had just descended into the basement of Willa Boyce, Elliot's wife, leaving her upstairs in the kitchen.
Now where's that damn piece of chalk I had? Here it is. At least the floor is clear. Plenty of room to draw these here mystical symbols. Hope I remember how to do it right. Gotta be quick. Okay, looks good. Now to light this here sage, wave it over my head and dance around like an idiot. She cannot resist while the great Bawawa is with me. She cannot resist while the great Bawawa is with me. She cannot resist while the great Bawawa is with me. Oh, Bawawa, I have passed the 5th tier and lifted the 1st veil, that you may enter this sullied world and grant me power over the one with whom I seek to perform the act of physical love. Help me bend her to my will. Help me.
Oh, Mr. Wampum, I'm going to leave you on your own recognizance for a bit. Remember, if you steal anything, I'll know who to report to the police. Toodles.
Mrs. Boyce? God damn it. Great. Just fucking stupendous. She couldn't have waited 5 more minutes. Well, might as well eat my lunch till she gets back, I guess.
Torp, you down there?
Hey!
What's wrong? Huh? What?
Hello.
Still not getting it.
Hello. Hand me... hand me that milk.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Jalapeno. Goddamn, brother. Goddammit.
Where's my wife? What happened?
She left a minute before you got here. Then I got hungry. Then I ate a sandwich. Then you showed up. Then I almost died. Now I'm standing here.
My wife. We need to know if Will is an alien, Torp. Bob's gonna be pissed. So where did she go?
How should I know?
Shit, come on upstairs. Quick.
So what are we doing?
I don't know. Just looking around. Maybe there's... Hey, what's this on the fridge?
Looks like a flyer.
No shit, Stephen Hawking. Let's see what it says. Unlock the 5 ancient secrets of sexual dynamism. Looks like some kind of perverted adult education class down at the Toad Springs Community College.
Oh boy, your wife really fell for it. My brother's been doing those bullshit seminars for a while now.
Your brother?
Yeah, Gorp.
So, Torp and Gorp? What the fuck were your parents? You know, never mind. Why the hell is Willa going to this thing?
I don't know. You're not cutting it in the sack?
Shut up or I'll cut you in the sack. Let's go get her. Yep, there's her car, Torp. Park next to it.
Hey, Lorp, what are you doing out here? And why the waterworks?
Lorp? Who the...
My stupid-ass dad won't let me in his class to learn the 5 ancient secrets of sexual dynamism. I call bullshit on that horse shit.
You're like 10, right? You're a little young, numbnuts.
Fuck you, Uncle Torp! Fuck yourself up the ass with a barbed wire dildo!
Why, you little...
Torp, put that gun away. Holy shit! You killed him!
Yeah, kinda lost my temper there, I guess. Fuck. 3 months of anger management classes down the drain.
And he was your nephew? Jesus.
Well, listen to you, all high and mighty. Like you've never killed a kid.
Well, believe it or not, you psycho, I've...
Fuck, here come the cops. Get in the van. You're driving.
No way. I have to see what's up with Willa.
You're a witness. You think I'm just gonna let you prance away? Get in the fucking car now, before I plug you too.
Okay, okay.
Untitled Whatever, Episode 5. We join Willa as she attends the Secrets of Sexual Dynamism class taught by Gop Wompom, the brother of Elliot's associate, Top Wompom.
Good afternoon, everyone. Shall we begin? My name is Gorp Womp. You may have heard that most humans only harness a fraction of their brain's capacity, but after today, you will know the secrets to unlocking this potential. From now on, you will be privy to what scientists around the world call sexual dynamism. The secrets of the Sumerians can now be yours. According to a study by the Verhoeven Institute of Sensual History, you are pathetic weaklings and are not utilizing even a fraction of your sexual power. A power so great, it has remained hidden for 6,000 years. Until now. To achieve the first tier, you must gather knowledge in order to learn how to truly divine the primal wellspring of sexuality. You will read books and periodicals that provide you with insight into the human psyche. Observe and take note of human behavior. Interact with the intention of fact-gathering. I don't see you writing. Do not hesitate to take notes, for the willful explorer does not shy away from recording all they have seen and heard. Anyway, it is then that the second tier will present itself in the form of personal interactions designed to woo and turn your synapses into little love whips. From the Latin, flagellum deligentibus, or love whip. The bow and arrow were not Cupid's original weapons of seduction. Cupid was more of a sinister character than the cute cherub we know today. A hermaphrodite with sharp teeth and a rather pendulous penis above a swollen vagina. jaundiced dyes and long, cracked fingernails. Greeting card Illuminati cleaned up its image to what you know today. But don't be fooled. Beyond your first tier experience, you will be able to communicate in such a way as to curry favor with your intended. Let her or him or them or Z or Zem or whatever pronouns you're into, let the person open up to you so that they may fill your mind with what the ancient Sumerians called power history. Be receptive to their hopes, dreams, and hidden desires. Student, what is your name?
Me? Oh, man. I'm Shane Mondo, Mr. Wampum.
Well, Mr. Mondo, I'm glad I'm providing you with some amusement. Mr. Mondo, why are you taking this class?
Well, to learn how to get chicks and shit.
To learn how to get chicks and shit. Mr. Mondo, do you see this piece of chalk I am holding in my right hand?
Sure.
I am going to hold it out, and you will lean forward, take it in your mouth, and suck it.
Huh?
Suck it, Mr. Mondo.
Oh, man, but...
Suck the living thing! And here is where the third tier comes in. There is a secret code buried deep within the human mind. Most people cannot decipher it. What is being said? And more importantly, what is not being said? All right, that's enough, Mr. Mondo. You will now chew and swallow the chalk. Now! My friends, when you learn to listen to the code, it is then that you will enter your own stage of sexual dynamism and achieve fourth-tier knowledge. The more you allow them in, the more they will sink into your mind and allow you to see into their deepest desires. Now, ma'am, what is your name?
Willa Boyce, sir.
Students, please note the position of Mrs. Boyce's legs. The way her torso is rigid and leans slightly forward. Her right hand on her knee. The way she brushes her hair back with her left hand.
It's a nervous habit.
The code is there. Submissive, dominant, no matter. And here we are, fifth tier. You now have all the guidance you need to hold sway over a person's most profound sexual desires. You have recorded in your mind diary all the signs and codes they have given freely and unknowingly. Both of you have entered into a state of sexual dynamism. That's all for today. Next week, we'll dig deeper into the first tier.
Untitled Whatever, Episode 6.
Mr. Banana Head, the president is currently golfing with the Russian Eurofagia national team. He will not be joining you in the Oval Office, but he will be speaking to you in a moment via encrypted Starlink video conference call, a registered trademark of Junior President Musk.
Thanks for coming here, Banana Head. You're the best stand-up comedian, the greatest.
Well, thank you for having me, sir. I can't believe I'm actually sitting here in the Oval Office.
Listen, Banana Head, you have the best humor, the best jokes, tremendous jokes. Me and Melania caught your show on the home box office the other night. She laughed so hard she wet herself. I mean, for real. Pissed like a racehorse all over the sofa. I said, hey, save some of that for me, you know? I mean, don't get me wrong. That thing with the Russian prostitutes. Fake news, of course. You get that, right? Fake. Totally phony. Not real. Made up. A phony, made up, fake news hoax. But what man doesn't enjoy a little pee-pee action now and again? That's totally normal. Absolutely normal. I'm sure you yourself are doing the lemonade slip and slide with groupies every night. Am I right or am I right?
Yes, of course. Absolutely, Mr. President. You're in good company on that count.
Thanks very much. It's like incest. For some reason, everyone has to act like they're not doing it. Give me a break. What parent doesn't? I mean, if the kid is hot. And an adult, of course. Like Ivanka. You know what she says to me? She says, thank God for you, Pop. Because Jared can't satisfy me. Jewish guys have inferior genitals, Banana Head. I don't know if you knew that. It's because they killed Jesus. Because of that, God cursed their penises. I got that from Marjorie. If it wasn't for her, we wouldn't have known about the Jewish space lasers. So you know she knows what she's talking about on this topic. You're not Jewish, are you? Good. I was afraid maybe I'd put my foot in it for a second. That would have been awkward. Nice necklace, by the way. Sheriff Star, I see. I take it that means you support the police. Law and order. Nice. So you know how Ivanka converted to Jewishism when she married Jared? Well, after that, she said she didn't know if I could bounce her on my lap anymore. I said, why the hell not? And she said, because you're not circumcised. Do you believe that? Kids, huh? Am I right? So you got any kids, Banana Head? How often do you bang them? Assuming any of them are hot chicks, of course.
Could you excuse me for a minute, sir? Is there a...
Need the restroom? You can use my private John, no problem. Right through that door over there.
Thank you. Anyway, sir, you were saying?
So let me get to the point. I called you here today to offer you a position. I'm starting a new presidential cabinet of comedy, and I want you, the funniest man on earth, to head it up. What better way to communicate with the people, to make sure they know what a great job I'm doing, than to get the message across with humorous comedy jokes? They should totally believe I'm doing a great job, which I am, and then they won't mind when I'm president for life. The fake news won't do it, so I've decided it's up to true patriots, funny patriots like you, Banana Head, to do the job. What do you say?
Well, sir, I think this comedy commission is a fine idea, and I'd be honored to be in charge. Very honored indeed.
Meanwhile, in the morgue at Toad Springs General Hospital.
Oh, I hate doing these morgue deliveries. So gross pushing them stiffs around.
What can you do? It's part of our job. Swat the big access button, would you?
Hey.
Well, if it ain't the infamous morgue attendant, Sherman Salsay, hovering around a lady corpse with his pants down around his ankles.
Oh, hold on. Not what it looked like.
Oh, Sherman. Not again.
Well, here's a new deliverer for you. It's a kid, in case you're looking for a little variety, you sick fuck. Come on, Helen. Let's get out of here.
I'll have to give you a rain check, baby. I'm not in the mood now. So what's this stiff? A kid?
Boy's toe tag says LORP. Looks like he was shot in a parking lot by some maniac.
Damn. Hate to see a kid kick off. Oh, well, more pop rocks for me. Yellow. Hey, what's up, Carl? Tournament of Royalty. Latest episode? Yeah, I saw it. What'd you think? Yeah, that guy's great. What? He's not a hobbit, Carl. Stop calling him that. He's a fucking dwarf. What do you mean, what's the difference? Hobbits are in Lord of the Rings. What? No, Tolkien didn't write Tournament of Royalty, you moron.
Foolish mortal.
Hang on, Carl. This dead kid's talking to me?
Kneel before Bawawa.
Carl? So this dead kid lying on the gurney just sat up, and he's talking like a pissed-off James Earl Jones.
Kneel before your lord and master.
Damn, that Viagra I dipped in LSD must be kicking in.
I, the one, have penetrated the first veil to arrive on this doomed world. They must be guided. They cannot be allowed to fail.
Who? What?
Big Bob, Torp, Elliot, Chad, sugar. They will unwittingly help bring to fruition all that I have planned.
Listen, kid, I don't know who they are, but why don't you just lie back for old Sherman? Listen, Carl, let me call you back. Just gonna grab the skull mallet, see if I can sneak up and make this kid dead again. Like Crab Night at the Toad Tavern.
You cannot help me. You do not have the required information, but your form will be adequate.
Hey, back up there. I told you to lie down. What are you doing?
Having acquired the form of this human known as Sherman, by consuming his head and metabolizing his DNA, I will now be able to pass through the halls of this medical institution without arousing suspicion. Bawawa's indomitable genius triumphs yet again. Greetings to you, human employees of the so-called nurses' station. I am engaged in a brief stroll. There is nothing odd about my behavior, I can assure you.
That motherfucker always gives me the creeps.
Me too. And what's with the Fraser impersonation?
I got no idea, but I bet he fucks them dead people.
Ay-yi-yi-yi-yi, I'm hooked on a feelin', I'm high on believin', that you're in love with me.
Come on, Torp. Where are we going?
You'll see when we get there.
Are you going to kill me?
That would probably be the smart thing to do, but I don't know. I'm not mad at you, and I can't just kill someone if I'm not mad at him. I'm not some monster, you know. Oh, the good love, when we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turned me old.
Damn it, Torp, we need to get back to Willa. If she's an alien, she...
Shh, I got telepathic orders coming in.
Huh?
From Bawawa.
Bawa who?
It seems he's doing some what you call your incarnating in human form. There it is, Toad Springs General Hospital. Turn right up here. That's it. Now pull up to the front entrance.
We can't just sit here. That security guard has given us a stink eye.
Just hang on a minute.
Torp?
Wait.
Here he comes. I told you. Didn't I tell you?
Shut up.
Hey, you can't park here.
Ignore him.
Hey, roll down your window. You hear me?
Okay, see that chubby, nerdy-looking guy coming up behind numbnuts here?
Yeah, who's he?
Keep watching. This is gonna be good.
Hey, asshole. Move the jalopy. Unit 1, I need assistance at the main entrance. I got a couple of jack-offs here sitting in the...
Ah! Yes!
Holy fuck! Tell me I did not just see that fat nerd's jaw unhinge. It's like a boa constrictor. He bit the security guard's head and swallowed it. Then he morphed right into him.
Did you ever notice you speak in an excessively descriptive manner, as if you're in an audio play?
Yeah, I get that sometimes.
Unlock the doors. We gotta give Bawawa a ride.
Fuck, do we have to?
Just do it.
Greetings, humans. Drive if you value your puny lives.
You heard the man, Elliot. Punch it. We gotta get to Big Bob's trailer.
Well, well, if it ain't Elliot and Torp, just in time for tonight's meeting. Chigger and Chad are already here. Do come in. And who, may I ask, is this gentleman you've brought along?
Would you believe he's an otherworldly being possessed of godlike powers?
You been smoking banana peels again, Torp? This guy appears to be your typical shit-for-brains fat-ass rent-a-cop. No offense, fella.
Old one, you, the one known as Chigger, you will rise and approach me.
What for?
Because I wish to give you this currency which I am removing from my wallet. Do you see?
A 20? Well, hell, I ain't one to stare a gift horse in the gullet. I don't know what all I done to deserve this, but I think...
Holy shit! That rent-a-cop bit off Chigger's head!
Ha! I swear, that never gets old.
Join us next time for Season 2 of Untitled Whatever.